Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We study the revelation of Jesus Christ to John. Lesson 13. I make all things new. This is a wonderful lesson. We heard a lot of events during these lessons. Dramatic ones. We could see the power of the devil. But now, it's all over. I make all things new, Jesus says. The wedding supper of the Lamb. In chapter 19, we read in verse 6, and I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord God Omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah. The Lord God, the Omnipotent, reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready for this marriage. In verse 9 we read, right, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Blessed are those. What a special information. Jesus once told a parable in Matthew 22. There was an invitation to a wedding, and people were invited. And then the first one said, oh, well, I've bought a pair of oxen, and I want to work with them and to see how, and so on. I do not have time for the wedding. And the next one had an excuse, and the next one weren't bad things. They wanted to do. But they wanted to do something else instead of going to the wedding meal. Something else was more important for them. And in the end, others were invited. Who came? And in those days, people were poor. They normally had only one piece of cloth. They didn't need a wardrobe or so as we have. Meters and meters, yards. One piece. And normally you work with this and then it's dirty and so on, and it doesn't look very nice. Everybody can see that you are poor, so it was in former times. And those who were rich, they had more pieces of cloth. Now, at the wedding, you have the chance to change, to get a wonderful dressing for yourself. And you can hand over your dirty one and get a fine white one. And this symbol, changing the garment, shows you get Jesus' righteousness. But at this wedding meal, someone wants to get there with his own clothes, thinking, good enough. I'm not so dirty, not so bad. My clothes look fine. And then Jesus appears, has a look, He's thrown out at once. He hasn't changed his garments. And he couldn't go to the wedding meal. We must have Christ's righteousness. You can never save yourself with your own works. You must be in Christ. You must be united with him, full of love with him. That he's the number one in your life. Otherwise, you appear in your own clothes, and then you're thrown out into the darkness, as we read in this parable of Jesus. We get new dresses. What a blessing.